paper this evening, which is item B, which is also part of the emergency item that we've got this evening. So I think we all stay as is. I think we will assume, gentlemen, that you have made the same statement that you made at 18 as at A at B.
Yes.
Right. The wording in the white paper is very, very similar to the wording in the pink paper. They're almost identical. Members, if you've read the pink paper, the chief executive has outlined it to you. Have anything you wish to add, Mr. Scholes, to the part one paper?
No, Chairman, I haven't got anything to add to that.
Right, in that case then, members, have you any questions you wish to ask on the part one paper?
Well, one comment, if I may, please. Let's hope that this is the end of the saga. Unfortunately, I have my doubts, but let's hope that it is, because I think these officers have worked quite hard, very hard indeed, to get to fruition here and to get a facility which we can all respect and enjoy. And whilst people may well have shaken hands to agree things, that's happened in the past as well, and we know where it got us. So I just hope that this time it does get us where the people of North Hertfordshire and Hitchin in particular would like us to be, which is having the full acquisition of that facility, and we run it on behalf of the people of North Harts.
In that case, then, sorry
yes, Chairman, just before you go to the vote, just in paragraph 2.1, it refers to section 8 of the report. Well, that covers a huge multitude of things. I would suggest that it's paragraph 8.8 in the part 2 report. And that's a specific reference.
Yes, sir.
Do you want paragraph or section?
Paragraph 8.8.
Yeah.
Let's check what they say.
In that case then, members, allowing for that amendment in 2.1, are we happy to agree 2.1, 2.2 and 2.3? All vote, please. Thank you. That is carried. Thank you very much. And can I say thank you very much to everybody. It's quite late this evening. Thank you for your patience.